You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily Cleveland Cavaliers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Cleveland Cavaliers select Darius Garland from Vanderbilt University.
My. It's called the Kevin Love Show.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Hey everyone, Evan here with a quick Locked On Cavs recap of tonight's Cavs-Wizards contest, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. Cleveland rolled into our nation's capital coming off the All-Star break, looking to get the first win of the J.B. Bickerstaff era, and fortunately, they were successful, defeating the Wizards 102-97. You know, I needed my inhaler during the last 2 minutes since it was like a circus. It was intense. But solid defense, which is weird to say about the Cavs, and great games from Darius Garland, Colin Sexton, Jetty Osman, Andre Drummond, Tristan Thompson, Dante Exum, and Larry Nance Jr. Boy, oh boy, that's a lot of players. Kept the Cavs in this game for the most part, and Cleveland was able to pull away about midway into the fourth quarter. It also really helps when the Cavs play a team that's somehow worse than them defensively, which, to be frank, is quite hard to believe. For Washington, all-star snub Bradley Beal was sensational with 26 points, 3 steals, 3 rebounds, and plenty of shots. Beal finished the night with the majority of Washington's attempts with 28 and connected on 9 of them. Prior to this game, Chris and I discussed how the Cavs could let Beal try and beat them alone, and it feels like the Cavs may have tried that and it proved successful. The other notable for the Wizards was rookie Ryu Hachimura. He may not be the next Giannis like some morons on the internet say, but he did look like that in the first half thanks to Cleveland's defensive efforts. The Japanese rising star finished the game with 17 points and 7-13 shooting to go with 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals, and he's putting together arguably a pretty solid rookie campaign. For your Clevelanders, it was a bit all over the place. Andre Drummond was visibly grumpy with the officiating and drew a technical foul in the first half. He also stuffed the stat sheet across the board, finishing the night with 12 points, 12 rebounds, 3 of which were offensive, 2 assists, and 2 steals. He also attempted a 3-pointer, something I have noted before that he had been working on in practice. I wonder if Bickerstaff and the Cleveland coaching staff will allow Drummond to take these when open or discourage it. I know Boeheim wasn't a big advocate of Tristan taking these kind of shots, but we're in the J.B. Bickerstaff era now. I'm also curious to see how Cleveland tries to integrate Drummond going forward with the lack of a true playmaker on the roster. Speaking of playmaking, we got our first taste of point forward Kevin Porter Jr. tonight. He looked all right in his debut. He finished the night with 2 smart assists, but had 3 turnovers to go with them. Foul trouble plagued Porter tonight, technicals included. Porter racked up 5 fouls and then was ejected by tonight's officials. Obviously tonight was frustrating for Porter overall, and hopefully he can bounce back tomorrow in Miami with Cleveland's depth likely being depleted due to it being a back-to-back. Darius Garland, Cleveland's other rookie, gave everyone a bit of a scare to close out the first half when it appeared to roll his ankle. Thankfully, he was able to walk it off and play through it and finish the night with 15 points on 6 of 11 shooting to go with 2 rebounds and 4 assists. He also hit a couple critical 3-pointers. Colin Sexton started the night looking inefficient along with serious foul trouble, which seems to be a bit of a recurring theme for the Cavs tonight. But he finished the game with 25 points on 8 of 17 shooting along with 2 assists and 4 fouls, but he did the majority of his damage playing alongside Cleveland's reserves. I know Chris and I have asked this question many times before, and it obviously has its doubters, but maybe nights like these are where you point to breaking up the tandem of Sexton and Garland. It makes you wonder if Garland could be more comfortable working as a primary initiator and maybe build legitimate chemistry with Drummond. And Sexton will always be more of a score-first point guard and will still get his normal points and minutes off the bench. Sexton made a case for this, obviously, with the fact that he was able to do a lot of his damage early in the fourth quarter playing alongside the Cavs bench mob. But a nice little wrinkle we did get to see is them taking turns leading the charge on offensive sets, and maybe that's something Cleveland looks into going forward and see if this can make this backcourt tandem work for the remainder of the season. Obviously, a serious change probably won't happen now, but it's still something the Cavaliers need to commit to going forward. It feels like pairing Sexton and Garland together too long is detrimental to their development, but making it work for the remainder of the season and figuring it out over the summer would be ideal. Shout out to Jetty Osman, who finished the night with 16 points on 5-7 shooting and chipped in 10 boards and 2 dimes as well. If it wasn't for Jetty's big night, the Cavs wouldn't have been in this game for so long until Garland and Sexton started to take over offensively. It's paramount for Jetty to maintain confidence and a rhythm going forward, and nights like these certainly help. Also, huge credit to Larry Nance Jr. and Tristan Thompson, who brought the energy off of the bench tonight. It's reassuring to see Tristan adjusting to a reserve role in Cleveland, and having him alongside Larry has made a fun little big man tandem for the Cavs coaching staff to play around with. It's also nice to see Dante Exum have a good night. Let's give Dante Exum more playing time going forward. He adds another fun dynamic on both ends of the court. If I had to pick a player of the game, and I'm sure Chris would agree with me, the award would without a doubt have to go to Tristan Thompson. He has been, time and again, Cleveland's heart and soul, and it showed tonight in the closing moments of the fourth quarter. He may not play tomorrow night in Miami, so it was nice to see him possibly leave it all out there tonight. Finally, quick shout out to Cavs' new head coach, J.B. Bickerstaff. He made the right call riding the hot hands throughout the fourth quarter and sticking with Nance and Thompson over Love and Drummond. It's little things like this that make the hire reassuring. Also, congrats on the first win. Well deserved. That's it from D.C., though. Tomorrow night, the Cavaliers are in Miami to take on the Heat, where Cleveland legend Dwayne Wade will be getting his number 3 retired. The Cavs, coming off a back-to-back and spending the night before enjoying the South Beach nightlife, will likely be clobbered. For what it's worth, at least J.B. Bickerstaff can join the team when they hit the clubs in Miami. You know, Mar-a-Lago seemed more like a John Boehlein kind of thing. Until next time, go Cavs.